We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. We are starting Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom, end of a line. The first word on the line is Loyal Beis Akise. We're starting the end of that line. Omar Zutravi Tema Marek Ma Ukva. Betchila Nitna Tarli Yisrael Beksav Ivri Veloshon HaKadosh. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael Beksav Ivri. Sounds like the Torah was written in the Ksav, it's called Ksav Ivri. It does not look like our Ksav Ashuris that we have a Sefer Torah written today. It's written in the Ksav Ivri, it's a different Ksav. The Loshon HaKodesh, and it was in the language Loshon HaKodesh. Chazra, V'nitla, Hem Ezra, B'Ksav Ashuris. And Ezra, it was rewritten, the Torah was rewritten in the Ksav Ashuris, V'Loshon Arami, which already the Mepharshim say does not mean that they wrote the Torah in Loshon Arami, because of course the Torah was always written in Loshon HaKodesh. It means they had a Targum written in Arami. So first of all, the Ksav was the Ksav Ashuris in the Torah. Number two is they set over the Torah in Lashon Arami. Birul Lehem Yisrael, Ksav Ashuris Lashon HaKadosh. Umayis, the Klal Yisrael picked out, and that's the way we have a Torah today, is Ksav Ashuris and Lashon HaKadosh. V'nichol Le'adyoitis, and left it to the Adyoitis, Ksav Ivris Lashon Arami. The Ksav Ivris and Lashon Arami, Man Adyoitis, Adyoitis, Marav Chisto, Kusoi. The people came from Kusoi. My Ksav Ivris, what's Ksav Ivris? Marav Chisto, Ksav Libinoa is this Ksav Libi Nu'a, which is a different type of ksav. Actually, in the Masifta Gemara, they have like a the picture of those, what they look like. It's a whole different ksav. It looks, it's like sometimes you see those ksav on the old coin. You see ksav. It's ksav ivri. There's no shaykh as to what our letters look like. Tanya, Rabbi Yisrael, Roya Ezra, Shnosan Torah Ayada. Betzim Ezra was big, was so big that Torah could be given out of him, Liyisrael, to Klai Yisrael. El Mali called him Moshe. If not, that Moshe already gave the Torah to us. But Moshe, what's the raya? Bring a raya from Sukkim, from Xerah Shava. Like Moshe, Omer, Moshe, Allah, Allah, Kim. It's a Loshon Allah. But Ezra, Omer, who Ezra, Allah, Mababel. And we darshan like this. Ma Aliyah, Makan, Torah, just like the Aliyah by Moshe. He went up to Hashem to accept the Torah. Af Aliyah, Omer, Allah, and Torah. It's also Aliyah, means Torah. Another raya that Moshe and Ezra are comparable. Moshe Omer says in the pasuk, "Voisi tziva Hashem beis lamed eschem kumishpatim." By Ezra Omer, and by Ezra it says in the pasuk, "Ki Ezra heichin levavoi lidrash taris Hashem v'latzoyis v'lamed v'shol chay kumishpat." Same lashon, chuk kumishpatim. So see the same lashon. And v'av bishlanit the Torah al yadai. And even though at the end of the day the Torah was given out of Moshe, not out of Ezra. Lemaisa, something did happen with Ezra. Neshtana al yodei haksav. The ksav changed in his times. Shenemar, the ksav, the pasuk says there, this is talking about a letter they wrote to Atach Shasta, and says there in the pasuk, uksav anishtavon kosov aromis umeturgim aromis. And here, when it says ksav aromis, it's referring to the ksav of Ashuris, actually. The pasuk says that when there was writing on the wall in the time of Baal Shatzar, and they could not decode what was written on the wall. So it says in the pasuk there, why can anyone recognize it? Look how link sava lamikra upishrei lohidol amalka. It wasn't written in the ksav that they knew how to read. Even the Jews that were in Baal Shetzer's time, they could not read it until Daniel came and read it. And the ksiv, the kosavas mishnah ha-toyra ha-zois, what's also mishnah ha-toyra kuhin disman di-amar? Ksav ha-royu lehishtanois. It means a ksav that's royu to lehishtanois, which means so it's going to change. It changes to Ksav Ashuris. Lama Nikra Ashuris, Sha'ali Imam Asher. Why the Ksav Ashuris? Because it came with them from Asher. So it comes in our Gemara that something changed in Ezra's days. Ksav Anishtavon, they could not read it on the wall. And it says Mishnah Torah changed. At the first, the Torah was written in Ksav Ivris. And then it was written in Ksav Ashuris. That's what comes out, that something changed. The only problem with this is all the Acharein already talk about this, Mashah and others, that we know in the Gemara Megillah says that the Luchos, the Mem, and I think the Samach, it says, were B'nei Soyimdim, because there was nothing around them, they were chiseled through and through. And that only applies to Ksav Ashuris. In Ksav Ivri, it's not like that. So it's Mashmah, the Luchos were in Ksav Ashuris. So how can you say only changed in Ezra's days? So therefore, a lot of Rishonim hold that the about the Luchos was written in Ksav Ashuris, and they have different ways of answering this kasha, but al-kapon, it's a very big question, but kafit pshuta agamara, it sounds like it used to be ksav ivri, then it only changed to ksav ashuris in the times of Ezra. Tanya, Rabbi Eimer, so we have two other shittas about this, a little different than the first Mandiyama. Tanya Rabbi Eimer, but Chilav Ksav Zen the Torah Yisrael. See, if you Rabbi, answers the Kash from Lucha. It says, beginning, the Torah was given Ksav Ashuris. Kivin Shechotu, once Klai Yisrael did Chatoim, Nepach Lem Lerayitz, which means they forgot it. They forgot the Ksav Ashuris. Kivin Shechotu, once they did Tshuva, Chzir Lehem was given back to them, the Ksav was given back to them, Shinev is in the Pasuk, Shuvu Lebetzorin, which means go back to your fortified city, which is Yerushalayim, it's going on Bayis Sheni, Asireya Tikva, which means I'm going to give you back the Ksav Ashuris, like Rashi says, Magid Mishnah Masha Shochachtas Mishnah Atayra Zois, Oshavloch, I'm going to give you back to you, I'm going to give back to you the Ksav. So according to Rabbi, they had the Ksav Ashuris, they forgot it, and they came back, but by Hashani, they got it back. Lomanikur Shema Ashuris, if the first Peshat is called Ashuris because it came from Ashur, it was a new Ksav. But according to the second Peshat, they always had a Ksav Ashuris, so why is it called Ksav Ashuris? It's a very straight and nice ksav, more than the other ksavim. It's a beautiful ksav. Shimra Lozo, I'm a different sheet, a third sheet. Shimra Lozo, I'm Prato. Shomra Shimra Lozo, I'm Udai. Ksav Zelen Ishtana Kalika, never changed. Always was ksav Ashur. Shinam says in the Pasuk, Vavaya Mudim. We see we call the hooks Vavim. So Rashi sounds like he wasn't Gerus next part of Gemara, and the Rai is that a Vav in ksav Ashuris looks like a hook. It's like a straight piece of metal that they stuck into the poles to hang up the curtains. So it sounds like the Vav in those days were Ksav Ashuris, because the Vav that's a Ksav Ivri is holding type of Vav. So that would be the Raya, but the Agmar adds on a little to the Raya. Rashi doesn't, I don't think Rashi has that. Rashi says the Sept is not Geristus. Shnema Vavay Amudim, Ma Amudim Lenishtanu. It's like the poles, the beams didn't change. Ah, Vavim Lenishtanu. Va'imir, another passing, another Raya to this. Just like everyone agrees that Lashon HaKodesh never was Nishtana, always written Lashon HaKodesh, and that's why I spoke at before, earlier on Beis, that when it says that in times of Ezra, Ksav Ram just meant the Targum, but the Lashon HaKodesh, the Torah, that never changed. So with Darshi now, the Pasuk of the Megillah, it says, Ksavim v'choshoinam, ma l'shoinam l'nishtana, af ksavim l'nishtana, this man the holds, it never changed. Elamani mekayim es Mishnah Torah azois. Like the drosh we had before, the melech has to have two tyres. Achas one day takes out with him. Achas shemunachas loy. The basic knows of one he takes out with him to machamas, and one he leaves it in the storehouse. The one he comes out with him to war, he makes it like a kameya, like a thin piece of cloth. A toil of Israel, he hangs it on his shoulder, on his arm, shnema shavisi Hashem lenegdi summit, that always have Hashem in front of you. Mimina, the end of that pasuk says that it doesn't leave your right hand, and we dash from that. It says kimimini bal emma, he does not leave our hands. He always had it on his hand at all times. That's how he does the words of Mishnah Torah. Means two tyres. He had two tyres. Because the according to other Mandiyama, Mishnah Torah taught us that it was changed. The Ksav was changed. Mishnah means Lashon changing. That at the beginning was given Ksav Ivri, and then it was changed to Ksav Ashuris. That's Lashon Mishnah Torah. And we even have the second Pshat because they forgot it. So again, it says Lashon Mishnah Torah because something had changed. The Ksav changed. But if you hold like the third Mandiyama, that it always stayed the same. It always was Ksav Ashuris. What's Lashon Mishnah Torah? What's Lashon change? Teretz is Mishnah Lashon two tyres. Agav the Marshal asked the other way. Marshal says everyone agrees that he had two tyres. So it's not this drasha. Everyone agrees to I'm the Marshal. But in any case, we have three Mandi Omrim here of what happened with the Ksav. If it was Ksav Ivri, or if Ksav Ashuris didn't get forgot it, or it was always Ksav Ashuris. So Gemara says that if you brought two Sifrei Torah, so one of the Sifrei Torah came with him at all time. And they put it on their shoulder. And Mara says, the idoch, which Hashem means, the man is not darshan, Mishnah HaTorah. So what does he do with Lashon? Shvisi Hashem Lenegdisam. Now, this there, Marshal asks, doesn't everyone agree that he had two Torahs? The idoch, hi Shvisi, my darsh. What is he darshan from the Pasuk Shvisi? Ahum boy leker Rav Chana ba Bizna. Dom Rav Chana ba Bizna, Rav Shimon Chasido, Hamaspalel, Tzorach Shira Asma, Kilo Shchina Kenegdai. When someone davens, he has to have Ki'ilu the Shechinah is in front of him. Shnei Mashri Si Hashem Menegdi Samin. So that's used the pasuk for. So break the Marakash like this. Rav Shimon Domek Ksav Dilan Shtana, if the Ksav never changed, so what was the story there in Baal Shatzah? Baal Shatzah was one of the kings in Golus Bavel in the 70 years. He was the king of Bavel, and he saw handwriting on the wall, which meant that his malucha was over. But he couldn't read it. He had no idea what it was. He was very scared. He had no idea what it was. And no one there in his palace could read it either. So it says, he made a big suda. No one could read it. So if you learn that the Ksav Ashur is something new, so understand why you couldn't read it. But if you hold it was never nishtana, according to Rav Shimon Bar Elazar, it was never changed. So then why couldn't they read it? My loikalin ksav al-mikra, why couldn't they read the mikra? Omarav. Because the words that it said were written in the Gematria. The words that it said Lamais was Mona. The pasuk says that the words written were that it said Menei Tekal Uparsin. That was the lashon that was written Lamaisa on the wall. So why couldn't they read that? So the Rav says Gematria Echtav Lahan. It was written with the ksav called At Bash. That instead of a aleph is a tough. And instead of a mem is a yud, and that's what it means. So it says in the pasuk yitas yitas idch pukhmat. So the yud is really a mem in the atbash. The tas is really a nun, and the tav is really an aleph. So yitas and yitas meant menei, and adach is also the same thing. The aleph is a tav, and the dalid is a kuf, and the chof is a lamed. So they had to decode what's said on the wall. And that's what they couldn't figure out. Not because of the ksav. Now, what does it mean? What does menei menei tekal parsa mean? Menei menei aloha malchusach. That the HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted up your malchus and it's over. Tekal tekil tebuznai v'shtag achaser. They weighed your schusim, your tzedakas, and you're missing. You don't have a right to continue. O parson, with Hashem, priestess malchuscha v'yavos amadei aparas. Your malchus is over, has been giving over to Mother Paras. That's the words mean, the actual words, but they couldn't decode it because it was written with the gematria of At Bash. We have three other pshat that was written on the wall. Shmuel Amar, it was written, Mamsus Nanak V'Arlan. These are written in three words. If you put them on top of each other, so the first word of everything is Mem, Nun, Aleph. That's Menei. Look at the second word, the second letter. The Mem, Nun, Aleph is again Menei. Look at the third letter. Is a Saf, a kuf and a lamis, tekal, and so on and so forth. It was written, if you put them three on top of each other and you read it down, up from top to bottom, you'll see it means this, but they couldn't figure it out. They know it did. It says, Mamtos Nakva Ireland, what does that mean? So it had to be decoded in that way. It was having four different words. Rabbi Yechud Amar, it said on the wall, Anam, Anam, Lakas Nisifu, which you read it, this is written backwards. Look at Anam, it's Menei. Anam is Menei. And Lakas is Tekal. Read it all the way, backwards and forwards, then it's written like that. Rav Ashi Yama, it's only the first two letters written backwards. Nema, Nema, so instead the Mem and Nun, you switch around, it's Menei, Menei. Ketal, also Tekal, Uparsin. So Akapanim, those are the Pshatim, even though they knew Ksav Asuris, but this is why it was not able to be read, because it had to be decoded. Zokta Mishtavaita. Ein roichvim al susa. You cannot ride on the melech sus. His sus is exclusive for him, and it's not for kavodik to anyone else ride on his sus. Then yosh malkisa, you can't sit on his chair. Ve'mishtamshim v'sharbita. You cannot use his scepter unless the next melech could use these things, but no one else besides for a king could use his sus, kisa, or sharbita. Vain roinois kushum stop, you can't watch or take a haircut, it's not a kavadik, lekushu orim, not when he's unclothed, lekushu base Americas, and not when he's the base Americas. Base Americas doesn't have to be even with a bathing suit in the base Americas, or even if he's underwater. You cannot see a melech in the base Americas. Shnema, soim tos malecha melech, shtey amase alecha. So we aim on him, so he can't be in any matzav of a genai, because you have to fear the melech. Zokhti Gemara, Omar of Yaakov Yechanan. We know that David HaMelech, Soif Yomav, was very cold and it cannot be warmed. So he said, the pasuk says, "VaMelech David Zoki in above Yomim, VaYechaseu beGod LaYichem Loi." They couldn't warm him. VaYoyim Lo Avado Vakshula Doini HaMelech Naira Besula VaOmdol Pnei HaMelech VaSilo Sekanas VaShokva VeChikach VaCham La Doini HaMelech. That's a pasuk in the beginning of Melachim. So let's read it inside. So we have Avishag HaShunamis, who actually landed up being the Naira Basul that was brought in for David HaMelech. And we'll see in the Gemara soon that Avishag really never married David, because he wasn't allowed to marry more than 18 wives. Avishag is Mutal Shlomo, who is the next king, but also La Adonia, and she Asur La Adonia, she's also to Adonia. Why? Mutaris Shlomo, the Melech, he was a Melech, he was the king of Melech, Mushamash Bishar Bit Deish Melech. It wasn't because of a wife of a Melech, he wasn't a wife, Avishag never married David, but she was no worse than a scepter of the Melech, Shar Bit Deish Melech. And Asur La Adonia, the head to do it, he's a head it. So it's only Mutal to Shlomo Melech. Avishag Mahi, what is the story of Avishag? The Chiv says in the Pasuk, Melech David Zakh Baba Yam, and he couldn't be warm. Yom Lav Al Vakshu is bringing Naira Basul. Vachsiv, Vachsh Naira Yofa, Vachsiv, and Naira Yofa Admoid, Vadhila Melech, Sechenes, Vatashar Seu. And she served him. So they had a conversation, Omra. So the Avishag asked the Melech, Ninsvan, could we marry? Omalei, Omalei, seriously, it's also for me to marry you. Omra, Omalei, so she said to him, that's not the reason. The reason is that you don't have a kayak anymore. You're too old for Tashmish. And that's the saying they say. Chashvil Ganava, a ganav doesn't have anywhere to steal from. All of a sudden becomes a big tzaddik. Nafshil Shlomo Nakad. He's not stealing right now. So they say, why not? I'm a big tzaddik. Not the reason. The reason he doesn't have anything to steal. So Avishag told David HaMelech, the reason why you're saying you don't want to marry me is because you can't. Amalahu. So David HaMelech said, I'll prove you wrong. Karuli Bathsheva, call me Bathsheva, v'chsiv etez n'posik, v'tovoi Bathsheva l'melech ha'chadra. And if you read this posik, there are 13 words in this posik. It says, v'tovoi Bathsheva, consider one word, v'tovoi Bathsheva el ha'melech ha'chadra, v'melech zokein ma'oid, v'avishag ha'shunamis m'shores es ha'melech. There's 13 words in this posik, and so he called them Bathsheva. She wiped herself 13 times. He was mishamish her 13 times to see how much kayach he had at that age. So it was nothing to do with kayach. And the reason why he didn't marry Avishag, because he was not allowed to marry Avishag, which was an unbelievable kayach of a gvura to be goyva and the nesayin, that even though she was his soichenes, but he did not marry her. You see how bad it is to divorce a wife. Because he had 18 wives, he could have divorced one of them. They had to be matter some kind of Isser, because David HaMelech was in a little bit of a sakana. So they were matter the Isser of Yichud, but did not say you should megarish one of the wives. See how terrible megarish is. They were willing to be matter Yichud and not tell him to megarish one of his wives. Now the Masha asks that the Gemara later on says that even Makim Sakana, you're not allowed to do any, like, even a stockless of znus. Even to talk with a lady, to mamali a taiva, is not allowed to do, even makom sakana. It's a targ lo yavar. So here, what was the heter? Zok Mashah, here, there was no, here wasn't a shayla of znus over here. He had no das on znus here. So therefore, it's not a shayla of harg lo yavar. I'll read you the Losh Mashal a little bit. Let me see. Alpha Pishon Nasa Yichra Pnuya Kibesh Rashi. The Kamav Say Perak Ben Sari Mari the Iklamad Yom. I feel about Pnuya. The Yomus, you should die. But Alta Sapi Imai. Don't talk to her. Machari Aged behind the wall. Hayim Mashum Geda Ervish. Lo Yibrei Shal Prutza. It's Kim Gilznus Ovid Haki. Mashainkim Bedovid Lo Ovid Haki Elish Taylor Yisakenes. It's just to warm him. It wasn't for Znus, and therefore it was more cool of it. Now we're going to talk about Gerishim. You see how bad Gerishim is. We mat the Yichin instead of Gerishim. I'm going to talk about Gerishim a little bit. I'm Rav Lazar. Call Megarish Ishtoi Rishayna. Anyone who is Megarish's first wife, film Mizbeach Maral advice. Even Mizbeach cries on it. Shadam says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, I think it's a Malachi. The Pasuk says, V'zois, Shainis, Ta'asu, Kisois, Dima, Es Mizbeach Hashem, Bechi Va'anoko, Me'ein Oit Pnei Salam Mincha V'kach Shem V'yadchem. This is the Pasuk that Mizbeach cries. And the Pasuk afterwards says, Va'amartem Amo, why crying? Aki Hashem Heid Benicho Ben Eishes Neurecho Asher Vegatba. So you see, Klarim, that the reason why the Mizbeach cries is because they are someone's divorcing his wife, his Eishes Neurecho. V'hi Chavrito V'Eishes Brisecho. Amr Yechem Tamer Rabbi Lozo Ain Eishes Od Meisalim Kain Vaksim In A Moment. We're not a member from Rabbi Yechem V'Shem Rabbi Lozo. That Ishtoi Shal Adam Mesa, if they ask him for money that he owes, and he claims he doesn't have, and he really has it, And the Shittu Kvetz in Zvachim adds an extra knate. She says that he claims that this money is set aside for the Ksuba, and she agrees to it, even though it's not true. So in such a case, his wife will die. Shenemar, Rabim, Ein Lecho L'Shalem, Loma Yikach Meshkov V'chamotavcho, is referring to his wife. Rabbi Yechon, Uncle, Odom Shemesa Ishto Rishoyna, anyone whose first wife dies, Kilu Chor V'Semikdash V'yomav, Kilu V'Semikdash Chor V'Zdei Shenemar, this talking about by Yecheskel, that Hashem told him that I'm going to give you a certain way to act, and that will be like a mashal for the Beis HaMikdash. It said, Ben Odom, I'm going to take away your wife, your machmane necho, with a plague. And he says, and says to Yecheskel, don't be misabel on her. The same way, Klai Yisrael won't have a chance to miss Abba on the Beis Mikdash. Ben Adam Menil Kerem Chaz Machman Yenecha Magefa V'loi Sispoid V'loi Sifke V'loi Sovei D'Masecha. And don't cry. V'chsiv, and it says in the Pasuk, V'adab Alom B'Boike V'Thomas Ishti, Cheska's wife died, V'era V'as B'Boike Kasher Tzveise. I did what I was supposed to do. I was not miss Abba on her. V'chsiv, and then Hashem says, Emerald B'nei Shokoyim Hashem Alekim, Hini Mechalas Mikdash Yigoyin Uzchem, Machman Yenechem. I'm going to do that to the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that the Beis HaMikdash is comparable to a first wife. So the world is black for him. His wife and everything got black. His footsteps get shortened. His gait, it looks like he's a brachin. Loshon of Yitzray, Loshon of making it shorter, his steps. Ravo Omar, and Oyne is Loshon Koyach. Ravo Omar, Tzosoy Nefeles. He loses his Eitzis, his ideas. Shenemar, Vatashichei, where Tzosoy. Om Rav Achan, Om Rav Yechon. Kosho, Lezivugam, Kikriyas Yamsuf. To make a Shidduch is as hard as Kriyas Yamsuf. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Elikim, Moshe, Yechidim, Baisa, Koresh Baruch Hu, brings two Yechidim into one house. Moitzi, Asirim, because Sharetz. Just like Moitzi taking out the shackled ones from Mitzrayim, Al Tikri Bekoitzer is a little bit Bechiv Asheris, which is a Pesach to Kriyas Yamsov, that was crying first and then singing. That's Loshon Bekoitzer, Loshon of the Kriyas Yamsov. Frey Tehimara, is it like hard like Kriyas Yamsov? Ain't he? Vomarav, Yudomarav, Arbom Yom Kremes Yeris of Lab, Baskal Yoitzer, Svar Meris, Baspain El Bilboini. Already before they're born, they're already Mesukal for each other. So how can you say it's so hard? They are Mesukal for each other already 40 days before. They're born. Mar says, like Kashi, you're right. Havazig Risha is Shani. The whole din that's hard like Kriyas Yamsov is Vizivik Shani. Vizivik Risha in Taka, it's already Basharat Minashamayim. Omrav Shmur, Nachman, Lechol Yash Tamura. It's always, everything is replaceable. Chutz Me'eshus Nurum, it's hard to your first wife. Shanema Ve'eshus Nurum Ki Simaes. And it's boring in the Pasig that even if Tamaes, you're always going to come back there. Because there's nothing like a first wife. Masti Law. Rav Yehuda Ritzabrei, Ein Adam Moitzi Karis Ruach L'Mishter Rishayna. A person does not find pleasure only, the most pleasure he has is from the first wife. Shneimar, Yimikarcha Baruch, Musamach Me'eshas Ne'urecha. You get happy from your first wife, your wife from the young days, on top of base. So Amaloi, so Rav Yehuda said this to his son Rav Yitzchak. So his son asked, Amaloi, Koyman, give me an example of Me'eshas Ne'urecha, whose mom brings Simcha. I'm like an imcha, like your mother. Your mother brings me great gvaldig simcha. Break to my ani. V'makula Ravuda Rav Yitzchak Berei. One time Ravuda was telling Yitzchak a certain pasuk. Moitzani marry maves as the isha Hashem etzudim v'charam. He says, you know, what's worse than death? A wife who Hashem etzudim v'charam liba. V'amaloi, and his son asked the great man, who's that? Who's like, what type of wife is like marry maves? I'm like an imcha, like your mother. So, Sukastira, on one hand, the Burm Gvaldiga Simcha, on the other hand, is saying that she was Marim Mavis. So, the Gemara, Mitzkav Tkifa, she was very strong minded, but Ivuri Marim Bilo, she was very soft and she was Michael right away. She was very quick to forgive, and therefore he had Simcha from her, even though she was a tough lady. And the Chavetz Chaim in Hichos Zorah handles why it's not Lashon Hara to say Kun Imcha, and there's different truths, and one of the truths are that he knew what his mother was like. He just wanted to know in the Pasuk, Ayin Chom. Omrav Shmuel Bar Unya Meshmei Derav Isha Goyim Me Isha is considered an unfinished kli. It's because like a goyim means one piece without any shape or form. But any caresses bris elamisha also kli, and she only carries bris to the one who makes her into a kli. That's why it's the first husband. Shneimar The pasuk says, "Ki ba'ilayich oisayich Hashem tzevakos shemoi." So you see, ba'ilayich oisayich. Dr. Maravite, the Tanur Brisa says, "Ein ish meis el ishtoi." When a husband dies, the one who takes it the hardest are not the kids and not the friends, is his wife. Vein isha meis el ba'ila. And also, if a wife dies, the one who takes the hardest is the husband. And the Gemara brings Pesukim. Ain ish meizel ishto shenem aviyomas elimelech ishna ami. It says ishna ami. That's what we call him when he died. Ve'in isha meizel abayla, and an isha only dies lebayla, shenem aviyomas ani bevayim padarom meisa alai rachel. The rachel died on me, not for the kids. It's meisa alai rachel. So you see that it's the ish takes the hardest that his wife dies, and the wife takes it the hardest that her husband dies.